This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide. Get a full line of Vredestein tires. Special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Dan Beyer alongside, I'm Doug Gottlieb. We were talking about the new, or set to be new, NCAA College Football 2025 video game. And Jason Stewart, our esteemed producer, brought up a great point, right? It's like the rite of passage is when your son beats you in Madden.
Right? I mean, my son always beat me in Madden because I would let him win. But we got to a certain point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to actually try to beat him. And then for many, many months or whatever, he couldn't beat me. And the first time he did, that was like a hallmark moment in our relationship. Like, I tried to beat you and you beat me. Humbling. But I remember it well. I remember it well.
So that's something to look forward for you to Dan, is when your son beats you straight up at Madden. You know, it's like there's also like bat one-on-one, you know, one-on-one. When do I start to play? When do I, like, my son beat me one time. We were playing like to five or something out in the driveway. And my son's a good little ball player. He just has yet to truly grow. So, you know, and it was one of those deals where he's like, let's play. And he threw in a couple shots, and next thing you know, I'm like, oh, it's like 4-0.
It's game on.
Right? And then he threw in a shot to win the game. I was like, oh. So ever since, I had to play hard, and he's like, why are we playing so hard? Were you like super aggressive? I'm like, dude, you played, you beat me, you talked-ish for months on end. I know I have, that has to be the exception, not the rule. There'll be a time when I'll be unable to beat him. Time is not right now.
How soon? 24 months?
No. 24 months. Yeah, probably.
All right.
Probably.
I mean, that you also, he obviously gets older, but you get older as well.
No doubt. I mean, I honestly, one of the coolest things is playing basketball with your son. Like, I understand on some level the LeBron thing, not on all levels. Just because Bronny's so not ready, you know, not close to being ready. But, I understand the LeBron thing because I've played pickup basketball with my son, and it's a pretty enjoyable experience.
I find, and again, my son is going to be 3 in the next couple of months. But what I also find so intriguing, whether it be about Madden or it be about college football, is not only how it's translated into the actual game of kids, people like us, were doing things 10, 20, 30 years ago that now teams are doing because they find advantageous in their games. You know, there's the magnification of football. But it's also on how this generation learns football by the defenses.
No question.
I just loved deep outs and quick slants. Like, truly, like when we were playing, those are the two plays. Now to watch, and obviously the really good ones are magnificent at it, but you're looking at a zone defense, you're looking at, you know, where they are with the linebackers, what their personnel is on the field. Like, it is really educated another level to football. And life of its own is an understatement, but it's crazy.
I'll give you, this is a real thing. When I started in this business, and I've kind of done it just about every year, is I'll play Madden, and now obviously now I can play Madden. But even before I had kids, I was still a Madden guy. And one of the reasons I would always get the game, free or otherwise, as soon as it came out, was because it helps jog the memory of who is where. Mm. It really does. It's like, ah! Yeah. And now the games are so good that they updated in real time. Like we play 2K as well. So I can beat him at 2K. I can't beat him at Madden. He's too good. Now, part of it is he plays as Lamar Jackson in Madden. And if you think it's hard to tackle Lamar Jackson in real life, try a video game. And I'm bad at defensively. Like I'm like a one-track mind. Like I'm not good at playing defensive back. He's done all the drills and stuff, so he knows how to bat down passes more. I just try and rush the passer and let the computer play the rest.
That's a great point that I never thought about, is that we've been in this business long enough that, like, doing the video game manual updates of rosters,
yes,
was our only choice. There was no automatic update. So, like, our prep for our jobs was being done, and it was actually pretty fun. I'm kind of a nerd that way. I like, yeah, to update rosters and, yes, make sure they're up to date, and you learn the team.
So yes. Yes.
It was an osmosis.
I bring it back up because if you're just joining us, the story is that EA Sports is like, hey, we're going to pay all the college football players $600. And you got people going like, man, that's not a lot of money, right? So you just got to you got to factor in like some of the costs, right? There's 134 schools, 85 kids on scholarship. How's anybody with math with that? Can anybody do quick math? Any of you guys can do the, like, oh, that's no. 10,463.
But what did you say? 134 times what?
134 times
85?
85, yeah.
It's around 18,000. Yep.
Times 600.
No, it's
the raw cost.
I'm laughing at, okay, actually it's around 11, it's 11,390 times what again?
600.
All right, $6.8 million. Okay. $6.8 million.
So you're like, man, they're not paying anything. Like, dude, it's actually $6.8 million. Like, so all they got to do is make more than $6.8 million and they're making money. Like, no, that's not how it works either. Right. There's R&D, game developers, marketing, licensing fees for schools, which, by the way, is where the real value is. And when you pool together, this is the thing, when you pool together all of your rights, this is what it is. That's what it'll look like. You want to collectively bargain? Fine. You can do that. But just know that there's a chance you make less, not more. Go ahead, Dan.
How many guys, you're talking about NIL, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, but realistically, you know, as we're talking about naming players, on a top level team, let's just take Michigan, national champions, yeah, how many of those guys really deserve to be paid for the name, image, and likeness that they will provide to have people buy the game and play the game? Very minimal. So you're talking about, you're paying 70 other kids $600,
yes,
for no value whatsoever.
Right. That's kind of been my point, yeah, the whole time, which is like, we think that so many guys have value, and the truth is they just don't. Right. They just don't. And again, if it's a collectively thing all pooled together, like that's what happens. And I, you know, that's about right. Probably about right. I mean, the reason they discontinued the college basketball game was they didn't make enough money. That's it. They didn't make enough money. The reason they discontinued the college football game, probably relatively the same, and there's a fear of litigation back then, right, when you had all those cheat codes. But it's really simple. Like, I honestly believe this. What they will do is, if the players are like, nah, we want more, they're going to go, all right, we'll just go and we won't put your names on it. We'll just put random numbers out there. Yep. And as long as we have the schools, and guess what? People will still buy it.
And EA Sports is going to try to block people from manually adding names, and totally fine. When you play a dynasty mode, which again, cannot be understated. It is amazing to me on how many people I know that just love to recruit and will be in season 2032 with made-up names anyway. They don't care about anybody on the current rosters right now. They don't even play the games, by the way. They simulate the games so they can get to the offseason to recruit again. It's
literally the only people ever who actually like recruiting.
Yes, right.
So, and by the way, high school recruiting doesn't mean anything anymore. It's all about portal recruiting. You got to have the portal, right? Got to have the portal. That's going to be an amazing feature in the portal. And guys like, only after their fourth game, not wanting to play because they don't want to burn their redshirt year and they want to put themselves in the portal for next year. Like, there's all kinds of creative stuff you can do. But the other point, and I know you'll have people that sit there and go like, well, Michigan just won the national championship. And a dynasty mode, or if you go like the old dynasties, like those guys' names actually have some value. Like, who wouldn't want to play as Johnny Manziel?
Sure.
Right?
Exactly.
But his name, image, and likeness was created because of his play in college football. It wasn't cart ahead of horse. It was he went out and played otherworldly well, and then established the name, image, likeness. Which, again, I'll always push back on the Texas A&M wouldn't have expanded their stadium. Like, Texas A&M, every seat has been full before Johnny Manziel, since Johnny Manziel. Was there a fervor when they were winning and he was Johnny football? Yes, of course there was. Yes. It helped out. They had Mike Evans, who was amazing, and other guys stepped up to make plays. But the point is, absolutely. But the difference in value of Texas A&M football before and after, like, it's still every seat is filled. You know? But the point is that you have to, we're talking about players that have yet to make a name for themselves being paid for their name, image, and likeness. And I'm sure you wish you sit there and go like, man, how about what my value is going to be after I ball out? If I win the Heisman, the Doak Walker Award, the Walter Camp Award or whatever. Like, yeah. But you can benefit from that, and maybe in some sort of, dynasty mode or in everything else that you do.
It's really going to also be our first look, our first taste of the 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
When you're playing
that's great.
You know, like, you're going to...
Will they have, in dynasty mode, will they have your team leave your conference or join another conference and your head coach takes a $4 million pay cut to become the offensive coordinator for a new team in your conference? I still think that's the craziest story I've ever heard. Like, and I understand. Doug Gottlieb, Dan Byer, in for Dan, Dan Etz, Dan Patrick Show. Like, have we stopped to think about that is a real thing that really happened? And we just, part of it was it after the Super Bowl? Or was it before the Super Bowl? My timeline, there's been so much stuff going on.
The Chip Kelly?
Yes.
It was during the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I granted, it's
Super
the
Bowl
biggest,
week. Yeah.
It's the biggest game on earth, right? But there wasn't a lot of other stuff going on. The head coach of UCLA, who wasn't getting fired. Now, I've always thought the reason Chip did it was he knows he's going to get fired at the end of this season, right? The buyout dropped to like nothing after this season, and I'm sure he won a new contract. And when he went to his AD, Martin Jarman, hey, I'm interviewing for all these people. Can we redo the contract? They're like, we're good. And UCLA feels like they can't compete in the NIL world. Yeah, because it's hard to get transfers in. It's really hard to get grad students in. And they just don't have the money or can't pay in the NIL world in comparison to the Ohio States of the world. So he's like, I don't have to recruit. I make six figures, and I have better players than everybody else, and I just get to coach offense. Like, I get it, but he left the head coaching job at UCLA to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State, and he's not from Ohio. There's not, like, some emotional tie there. Like, that's the craziest story I've ever heard in coaching. No, 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 no. I'm going to take a $4 million pay cut.
There is Ryan Day. There is, and they were together at New Hampshire.
Great. But no, that, who you work for is really important.
Yes.
You know, and Ryan Day, I don't know if it's a real beard or not a real beard or what the real color of that beard is. I don't actually care. Okay? I don't care. We all go through follic stuff. I don't have my thing with not just
it
with the
is
hair.
Strong, yes.
But also, like, look, I can tell you, like, I've never grown a beard, but I've always, there's that connector thing that I feel like has always been missing. So it'd be a little straggly.
Sometimes those beards are so strong, they're like the sun. I can't look directly at it.
Yeah, it's really shiny. Yeah. There's definitely some polish going on there. A little something. So I don't know. I'm excited about the game, but I'm reasonable about the sport. And I think, and I said this yesterday on my show, by the way, the Doug Gottlieb show, Dan's on it with me. It's daily 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to Pacific. This one of the things that we're doing is we're setting kids up for failure in real life. In real life. Because they're making, and we could go in on a podcast into what they're really making. But most of these kids at the high-level schools at Ohio State are making six figures. Well, they're going to stop playing football pretty soon. And their first job offer, somebody's going to sit there and go like, oh, we're going to offer you, you know, you played Ohio State, we love you, you want to do sales, you know, medical sales, 80 grand base with it. And they're like, I'm not 80 grand. I was just making 175 at Ohio State. Like, that's not the real world, dude. Right? That's not the real world. It just isn't. It's like when you set your kids up for failure when you ask them to do a menial chore and you overpay them for it. And then they just become kind of entitled, and we're building that up. And look, I understand the world has changed and the money is so obscene that these schools are bringing in because of the football players that you want to give them a feeling of what it's like to have some. And there's some really good stories. Like, there are some kids that kid at Florida bought his mom a house. There are plenty of kids that give back. But a high percentage of them get the money. They don't know what to do with it. And we're not setting themselves up for future success by putting that money away, letting it grow for them. I mean, imagine when you're in college and you have money, anybody who got any sort of money in college ran through it. That's generally what you do. And now we're overpaying them for something that is really not that valuable. Most of them aren't. And when they get out of college, it's going to be a really rude awakening. Really rude awakening. All right, we got a lot to get to here. I'm Doug Gottlieb. He's Dan Byer. We're in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show. Three former Chicago Bulls are doing their own version of The Last Dance. We'll try and dig into why. Next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling's all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. So, second half of the season, which is really not the second half of the season, stretch run of the season began last night, and some otherworldly performances. Jokic, we mentioned, perfect game, 10 for 10, and a triple-double. Luka and the Mavericks take down the Suns. Luka, what do you have, 41 points? What was the stat line there, Dan Byer?
41, 11, and 9. So just, I think, one rebound away from the triple-double.
And this one's a big one, is Oklahoma City demolished the Clippers. Okay, granted, first game out of the break in Oklahoma City, right? And I think that the season, it's going to look different for the Thunder once you get into the playoffs. And the physicality cranks up and the fact that they have a lot of youth, but they're going to be a top four seed. So it's just a really interesting snapshot. And then you have LeBron not playing last night, which we're told ankle, but he didn't play the game before the All-Star game, didn't play this game. And suddenly that ankle magically expected to play tonight. And this, of course, is coming off an All-Star game where there was minimal effort at best and a lot of calls for, like, what are we doing here? Mark Stein joins us. Of course, NBA correspondent at Substack. And if you want to download a podcast in regards to what's going on in the NBA, I got one for you. It's called The League Uncut. He and Chris Haynes, you know, the insider Chris Haynes, of course, you see on TNT. Find it wherever you download podcasts. He joins us now on The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Look, I understand LeBron's 39. I get that this was probably pre-planned, but it is the Warriors. It is the welcome back to the league. It is trying to build momentum. And I think most of the other stars who were capable played last night. But it does, Steiny, play into the narrative of these guys, they still won't play on these nationally televised games when they need to play to help the league?
I really don't think it's that. To me, if he's not playing, it tells me that it's a real injury, because the Lakers cannot afford, nobody in the West can afford to, you know, not be at full strength if it's an option. I mean, no, you know, the Lakers have assured themselves of nothing yet. They're still in the play-in zone where nobody wants to be, and this season's West is so much tougher. So I'm looking at it more as, you know, is this thing worse than we anticipated? You know, he did play in the All-Star game, but, you know, LeBron's All-Star weekend participation at this point is, you know, he comes in day of game. He always does, 2 years in a row now, we've seen him do, he'll do a press conference a few hours before the game. And, you know, he said there, I'm going to play a little bit, but you're not going to see me out there a lot. So, I mean, if I'm the Lakers, you know, they have to hope that this really is minor, because, you know, they clearly have, you know, their only chance to make playoff noise starts with having LeBron and AD at full capacity. And, you know, they've spent the whole season trying to get their lineups right, their rotations right. And, you know, they're hoping that Spencer Dinwiddie can make a difference off the buyout market. They're still hoping Gabe Vincent can come back and do something late in the season for them after injury has basically spoiled his first season as a Laker completely. But, I mean, if the Lakers, that's my concern is, you know, LeBron was so durable throughout his career, but in Lakerland, something has, you know, there's been an injury concern almost every season in Lakerland. And so I'm sure they're you know, if this proves to be minor, they will be thrilled beyond words.
Where are the Warriors right now? Because they are playing some good basketball. They beat the Lakers last night. They had a road trip where they just won, I believe, 4 of 5. Golden State seemingly turning it on. Where are the Warriors, who, by the way, I just have to point this out, past the Lakers in the loss column in the standings. They had their postponed games earlier. But where's Golden State right now?
Yeah, I think they feel pretty good about things. Obviously, we've seen, you know, Kuminga and Brandon Podziemski, their roles have been expanded. They've moved Klay Thompson to the bench, which, you know, is easier said than done. I always say this about the Warriors. You know, from the outside, we talk about they should do this, they should do that. But the Warriors, they just face a different set of circumstances than pretty much anybody in the league because of the 4 championships in 8 years. And the guys who participated in those championships are royalty. And you don't just, you know, it took them a long time to say, you know what, Clay, we think coming off the bench is best for you. You can understand why that's difficult when he played such a pivotal role in 4 title teams. But, you know, the young guys have really played well. I mean, Kuminga, you can see now why, you know, the Warriors have been swatting away trade interest in this guy for the last 12 to 18 months, because he's really become their second best player. And Draymond Green has come back from the suspension and is really quarterbacking the D. And, you know, I think they're going to, you know, the, how high up the West ladder, again, the West is just so deep and so stacked. You know, a year ago, Sacramento, with 48 wins, was able to get the number 3 seed. There were only 2 50-win teams in the West, which is really abnormal for the modern West. And this year, Sacramento's basically on the same pace, and they came out of the break in 8th. So it's just super bunched up. And I think Golden State is one of those teams that, you know, whether it's, you know, I don't know that they can get as high as 6, but nobody's going to want to see those guys in the first round. And I think that's the way they look at it, to just, if they can get to the playoffs healthy, get Chris Paul back, you know, nobody's going to want to see them, because you got to deal with Steph Curry.
Okay, what about the Bucks? Right? Probably the most talked about team here this week. Because of J.J. Redick's comment about Doc Rivers lacking accountability. They've struggled, although they haven't been healthy since Doc took over. What's the state of the Bucks right now?
Yeah, I think I totally agree. I mean, they're really a team that everyone is looking at, because it's only been 3-7 since Doc took that job over. You know, I still think that they can be a playoff factor, but, you know, I came into the season, I was really a believer. I thought the Bucks were going to be the best team in the East, and Boston has just been, you know, Boston is having really as good a regular season as you can have. They're just in every single category you can come up with. Boston just jumps off the page. I'm certainly not ready to rule out that the Bucks can, you know, be what they thought they could come playoff time, but you know, they're certainly running out of time, and they have played better defense than Doc has gotten there. I mean, their defensive numbers are certainly better, but you know, it's weird. The only time I've seen them in person since Doc took over was when they came to Dallas and came all the way back from 25 down and won that game and really put together an impressive second half. But no, time is short. They really scoured the market for upgrades at the trade deadline. They wanted to do something probably more substantial than they did, but they just didn't really have many trade assets left after everything they gave up to get Damian Lillard. So we saw them. They brought in Pat Beverly. They've gone to the buyout market to get Danilo Gallinari. So they've strengthened somewhat, probably as much as they reasonably could. But, I mean, Boston just looks like a monster. I mean,
they're really good.
They're really good.
I just have one on a follow up on the Bucks, because this may be blasphemous, but Giannis, and because of Giannis's numbers and who he is, this may be a reason. But does he need to bear more responsibility for them not having this success? Because there's, as Doug said, a lot of darts at Doc Rivers. It's been Dame Lillard. It's been Adrian Griffin. Does Giannis need to take any ownership of what's been going on in Milwaukee this season and, you know, maybe even last?
Well, I think ultimately he will if they don't do well in the playoffs, because, you know, the focus is always on the stars. But, you know, there's probably why you hear less of it is because, you know, in Milwaukee, there's this constant fear that, you know, he might get upset and want to go. And, you know, it's why we saw them so aggressively make the move for Damian Lillard right before the season. You know, even they make the trade and Giannis actually signed a contract extension, but there's still kind of that, you know, lurking fear that, oh my God, what if he decides he wants to go somewhere else, even though there's really been no evidence to suggest that that's something he's even thinking about. But yeah, look, I think after a first round loss last season and the whole speech about there's no failure in sports, if the Bucks lose early in the playoffs, you know, I don't think anybody there is going to escape scrutiny and escape criticism. But like I said, I still think there is time and the Bucks can be a playoff factor in the East, and I expect them to. I still think we haven't seen the best of the Giannis and Dame as a duo. And one of the things Doc Rivers has emphasized there since he's got there is for them to try to play more of a two-man game and make use of their offensive gifts together. So, you know, I'm as curious as anyone as how the Bucks will actually fare. But can they still be the second best team in the East going into the playoffs? I do think that's in play for them.
And again, I'm not saying this is as widely discussed as the Bucks, but the Thunder are interesting. Like the Thunder and Clippers playing last night, and kind of both of these with different expectations. What do the Thunder look like in the playoffs? And can the Clippers be as good in the playoffs as they've been in the regular season? Those are fair questions, aren't they?
No question. And look, with the Clippers, it's the size thing. I mean, they've been fantastic. They started out 0-5 after the Harden trade, and then they went 33-10. That's not a small sample size. That's half a season they've been rolling. But they are still small. They still have troubles with size. And yeah, you know, they're a team that were, you know, how healthy they are in the playoffs is going to decide everything. With the, you know, the Thunder, you know, as you say, they have really no playoff experience, and things are different in the playoffs. But I really like what they did at the deadline. There was all this clamor that, you know, why doesn't OKC go out and get some size? Well, they did add size by signing Bismack Biyombo to a rest of the season deal, so he's not going to be know, a heavy minute guy there, but he does give them a little bit of size. And it was interesting to see them go out and get Gordon Hayward, who, if Gordon Hayward can get healthy by the playoffs, you know, he's, you know, a guy who's been around and can give them some veteran know-how, which is what that group needs. So, I mean, no question. I mean, again, you go through the top 10 in the West, and it is, you know, it's a minefield. It's, you know, last season was an aberration, again, with only two 50-win teams. I mean, Dallas has won 7 in a row, and they've only finally just climbed up to 6. It's just, you know, the playoff matchups are going to be, it's going to be good stuff from the play-in instantly, and then obviously in round one.
It shall be. He's Mark Stein. Check out his podcast along with Chris Haynes, This League Uncut. You can find it wherever you download podcasts, plus read his work in Substack. Mark, have a great weekend, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Be good.
Doug Gottlieb and Dan Byron for Dan.
There is a scenario where, and again, no disrespect, as I'm about to disrespect a bunch of teams in the NBA, but the play-in tournament in the West right now would feature Phoenix, Sacramento, Golden State, and the Lakers. It's better than the actual bracket of the...
No, it is. It is. And that's actually bad for the NBA because you're only going to get those teams for one or two games.
Correct.
The all-time backfire.
And if you wanted to move one of those teams out, as Mark Stein just said, Dallas needed 7 in a row to get out of the play-in tournament. So then you would have Dallas in that scenario. Like, it's...
Did you see this story where Luke Longley, Scottie Pippen, and Horace Grant are doing a, hey, let's set the record straight on the Last Dance tour, but they're only doing it in, what, Australia, New Zealand?
Tasmania. Yeah.
Tasmania.
Yep.
Devil of a crowd down there. That's what it is. Sorry, I had to. Taz, by the way, all-time favorite character, but has kind of gone away. I don't see Taz.
Overshadowed anywhere. By the wrestler, Taz. Maybe that's why.
That's very, very possible. I don't know who that is, but sure. Sure. What are those guys doing? What are they doing? We're going to set the record straight.
I think Longley is doing it for his country to bring Scottie Pippen, to bring Horace Grant down.
Okay.
I think that Horace Grant is... probably feels like he was shortchanged in the documentary. I felt bad for Horace Grant, and I just think Scottie wants revenge.
Yes.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yes, but here's the thing. Like, Horace, you left.
He did.
You left.
Yeah.
And look, we always say this. Like, well, you have the right to leave. He was a free agent. He signed with the Orlando Magic. Fine. And he made more money at the time. Great. What you leave behind is this chance at an indelible legacy. The Scottie thing, it's like, I mean, there wasn't one lie told. He was called his greatest teammate ever. They made it act like he was the best player in the league when he was never the best player in the league. Hey, and they really didn't point out that early on when they were losing to the Pistons, early on in his career, he was seen as too soft. When they had Brad Sellers, they trade away Brad Sellers, who was kind of dissimilar in how he played, but like 6'9", Ohio State guy, Brad Sellers.
Yeah.
Right, 6'9", really skilled, but seen as soft, trade away to Seattle, that draft day trade, they got Scottie Pippen. Right, and Scottie was seen as soft, kind of meek, immature, right, early on, and the Pistons punked him. Like, anyone who says, this is a great kind of giveaway. You know how, like, somebody can say something and you can tell they're not really from there? Jay Stu, you get this. We're both originally from Southern California, from Orange County, right? So if we start to talk and be like, man, the 714, the 909, and people are like, yeah, the 949, and the, like, nah, you're not from here, bro. Like, if you don't know, there are just certain things that you know growing up here that you inherently, that makes it, okay, we buy your story. We buy your story. Well, the dead giveaway, if you weren't alive or you had no real understanding of the Bulls, is if you do the, yeah, Michael Jordan, look at his record before he had Scottie Pippen, look at him after he had Scottie Pippen. Like that just, you're just telling me you don't know. And again, I love Scottie Pippen. He was a Swiss Army knife. He did so many things, but he wasn't that guy until like year five or six in the NBA.
And he's not Scottie Pippen if he doesn't play with Michael Jordan.
No. He's somewhere, he's not just a guy, but he's definitely not a Hall of Famer. Like people act like Jordan had some stacked team because now we look back, like Horace Grant was young, medical Bill Cartwright, the Knicks couldn't wait to get rid of him because he couldn't stay healthy. John Paxson, who just a good player, a great shooter, like not, and Scottie Pippen was really young and hadn't yet achieved greatness. And Michael Jordan, that's their first championship run. And then they added pieces as they went. But, like, let's not act like that was a Hall of Fame roster at the time.
And remember, Jordan left before Horace did. Yes. So I'm just defending Horace Grant a little.
Jordan left before Horace. Oh, because Jordan retired?
Yeah.
And then Horace left?
Yeah.
And then Jordan came back and played against Horace and the Magic?
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I just felt like, let's set the record straight. Like, really? Look, there's never going to be another documentary like The Last Dance. We're all during COVID, and it's Michael Jordan. Period. Those two things are not coming back. You can't reset what we already saw. Sorry. I'm Doug Gottlieb. He's Dan Beyer, in for Dan the Danettes. Coming up on the Dan Patrick Show, we'll get you into a story involving a punter and false claims and what we do with it now. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, along with Dan Beyer. I'm Doug Gottlieb. So I don't know if you saw this story yesterday, Dan. Actually, Dan, I do know you saw this story because, well, you do this for a living, right? But I don't know if everybody else saw this story. It is a, like a radio thing, right, of setting the story up. Don't know if you saw this, but Matt Araiza was signed by the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs punter was an unrestricted free agent, so it's basically a cost-cutting move for a kid who's super, super talented. And if you remember that name, he's the former punter of the Bills, but he never played for the Bills. He was drafted by the Bills, and then he was accused of sexual assault at a San Diego State a party when he was in college, and the Bills subsequently released him, and he's since been vindicated. Not found not guilty, vindicated. Like video evidence of some sort of alleged either assault or post-assault posting, and he wasn't even at the premises of the alleged assault. So it's like, it wasn't, well, he said, she said, it was, she said, but it wasn't actually him. So it's kind of like a now what, Dan? Right? And I think what happens is we're supposed to go to our sidelines and be the defenders of all things women and not be open to the possibility that though they should have a voice and should feel empowered when they're anybody's violated, man, woman, child, doesn't matter. Like, there's also something to the shrapnel we start to pick out from the falsely accused, right? It's like, this is still, remember, he's going to have to play at the minimum and kind of like have to prove himself when there is no, it's, again, not like he's had to rehab his image. His image was sullied of something he did not do.
Sure. Right? And I think that there's, In terms of where he is in his career, I don't mean to be callous about it because it stinks that this happened to him.
Yes.
But it is a bleep happens. And unfortunately for him, it was a big one. And when you look at the Bills situation, like I don't blame the Bills for making the move at that time. In fact, it's a move that we've seen in the NFL time and time again. Your value to the team and what is around you will determine on if you stay around. And he was a draft pick. He had not played. It tough to stand by. Again, bleep happens. But like, I don't blame the Bills for this. And there's still that's going to be something, you know, around Matt Araiza. But if you do land in Kansas City, if you play, it does move further and further away, but
I'll push back on that from this standpoint. They couldn't have just removed him from the team commissioner's exempt list, okay, and just said, like, hey, let's wait until we have some facts. Now, again, I don't know what Araiza's or his agent or lawyer's original pushback was, but he had to prove his innocence, which is the exact opposite way of how it's supposed to be.
I get it. It sounds that is how you would think things would be.
Right.
That's not how things are.
Yes, but that's what like real leadership is. And by the way, you pointed out he's drafted. And look, there's lots of stuff about draft picks you're not going to know, okay, until you're around a guy. But the job of a scout is you got to know everything about these guys. So if you know everything about these guys, now, maybe he's at San Diego State. It's a great party school. You know, Montezuma Mesa likes to get down. So maybe the report was, hey, he's a party guy. Kicks the hell out of football, party guy. And they're like, what does party guy mean? He's involved in this some way. And I understand. Like, we're finally to the point where we're listening to women when they have said for years, these things have happened. That's actually a good thing. It's a terrible thing to misidentify or to falsely accuse people because that scarlet letter doesn't go away. It's an evil thing, especially when you know it's not them.
Maybe this story changes what has gone on previously. Maybe this is a new precedent for it. But in the NFL that he was in and the time that he was in, the Bills really had no decision.
The context does matter of the time.
Yep.
I do think, though, there's a window there to where we can just go, let's press pause. Let's move from the team. Let's figure out what's what. And the interesting thing is going to be how we handle it now. He doesn't carry a scarlet letter because he didn't do anything wrong. Others have. He has not. In for Dan Patrick. He's Dan Byer. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Wait to hear what happened to Charlie Woods at a recent golf tournament. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.